Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank. But first, it's time for Carl to reenact some quotes from people who'll cringe when they hear them again. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or send us an email at waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. And you can download the Wait Wait podcast to your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Andy Lindemann from Starkville, Mississippi.
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
How's Mississippi?
Well, I'm wondering how I forgot that Mississippi gets so hot during the summer, but otherwise I'm doing pretty well.
How many summers have you spent there?
This is my second.
You're from Louisiana, though, right?
Right, of course.
Where it's about 70, right, in July usually. All right, well, welcome to the show, Andy. You're going to play a game called...
And you can quote me on that.
This week we found several newsmakers who made statements in the past that have turned out to be, how do you say, not exactly prescient. Carl's going to reenact three of those quotes, and we'll ask you how they fit into the week's news. If you get at least two questions right, you're a winner. Ready to play, Andy?
Great.
All right. Carl, let's hear the first quote.
Our industry is at the beginning of the comeback trail.
That's a man named Robert Toll back in February talking about his industry, which the New York Times reported this week not only isn't coming back, but is dropping faster than any time since the Depression. What industry?
Wow. I didn't hear about this one. Is it the real estate industry?
Yes.
Oh.
Housing.
Excellent. Wow.
This week, the chair of the nation's largest mortgage lender, Countrywide, told a conference call that housing is still in the dumps. Last month, sales of new homes dropped by 6%. The reaction was immediate. The Times reported that Countrywide stock actually started declining during the conference call. Seriously. There was good news, though, this week. The stock price for Gas-Soaked Rags and Pack of Matches Incorporated went through the roof. Good job, Andy.
Thanks.
Carl, let's hear another quote that the speaker came to regret.
We have the best officials, the best monitored officials, the best developed officials in all of sports.
That's National Basketball Association Commissioner David Stern last year talking about his league's executives and referees. Well, this week he was forced to amend that statement and add the words, except for Tim Donaghy, an NBA referee who's accused of doing what?
Is that betting on the game?
That's exactly right. Gambling on the NBA.
Right.
Stern was ashen-faced in front of reporters Tuesday as he tried to assure them that Donaghy is a, quote, rogue, isolated criminal, and the league was checking Donaghy's games to see if there was any evidence of point shaving. Some pundits said that this scandal could make people stop caring about the NBA. Oh, wait, they said. Actually, the fact that no one can shoot a jumper and the playoffs last for like 11 months, yeah, that's going to ruin it. Not the guy who gambled. Wow, two for two so far, Andy. That's great.
Great.
Carl, let's hear one more quote from the recent past that came back to haunt the speaker this week.
In part, she is wearing the ankle bracelet, so there are no questions about her sobriety if she chooses to go dancing or dining in a place where alcohol is served.
That's the rep for a celebrity way back on July 16th. Assuring the world that her client was so serious about her sobriety that she was willing to wear an ankle device that would catch her if she drank.
Who? Wow. Was that? Is this Lindsay Lohan?
That is Lindsay Lohan. Correct. Miss Lohan's $50,000 rehab bought her about 10 days of sobriety. Early Tuesday, she was arrested and charged with drunk driving and cocaine possession. Less than 2 months after the arrest that landed her in rehab in the first place, Mrs. Lohan said she's innocent and that the cocaine found in her pants pocket was not hers. She said she was just wearing the latest in fashion, Levi's cocaine-washed five-pocket jeans.
I feel so badly, and she's talented, she's obviously smart, but all that money, why doesn't she just hire a driver? I mean, it would just make life so much easier to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I think they should have put a Denver boot on her leg, because then she wouldn't have been able to move. She couldn't get into trouble. She just had a huge...
Didn't work on my 81 Civic. Isn't going to work on Lindsay. Carl, how did Andy do?
Well, congratulations to Andy. Andy, you had 3 correct answers. You win our prize.
Thanks so much. I've had fun.